Turning the clock back on August 27, the day in 1912, when Tarzan, King of the Apes, made his first appearance in a magazine serial. The first book came out 2 years later, and then there were the movies. The legendary Tarzan call of Johnny Weissmuller. Now, it was on this day in 1964 that Mary Poppins, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, premiered. That famous meeting between the Beatles and Elvis took place at the King's House in Beverly Hills in 1965.
The Beatles are walking in the house, and it's like introducing royalty to royalty. The Beatles, being very, very shy people, were sitting there and nobody said anything.
The Beatles did have plenty to say, though, 2 years later, in tribute to their manager, Brian Epstein, who died aged 32 in 1967 on this day.
Not to get overwhelmed by grief, whatever thoughts we have of Brian, to keep them happy, because any thoughts we have of him will travel to him wherever he is.
Not quite finished with the Beatles yet. Ringo Starr's wife, actress Barbara Bach, tops the birthday list. She's 73. Barbara was the Russian spy in the Bond classic, The Spy Who Loved Me.
When this mission is over, I will kill you.
Actor Paul Rubens, best known for playing Pee-wee Herman, turned 68.
Breakfast.
And there's a stack of sporting birthdays on August 27, including golfers Bernard Langer and Jordan Spieth, Formula One driver Gerhard Berger, Spanish tennis player Carlos Moya, former Australian test bowler Andy Bickle, and nine-time Grand Prix winner Aussie Mark Webber. He's 44.
Mark Webber, you have won the Monaco Grand Prix. Brilliant drive. Well done.
Unbelievable, guys. Thanks so much, guys. Brilliant.
But when you're talking Australian sports people, top of the heap is the great Sir Don Bradman. He was born on this day in 1908, died aged 92 in 2001.
World record score that I made, that 452, was made in a little over 400 minutes. Now, there are lots and lots and lots of people who batted for longer than that.
Remembering Sir Don on August 27.